This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. With huge numbers of people confined to their homes, people are forced to interact in new ways, and isolation has not inflicted hardship equally on all people. Isolate, stay at home, practice social distancing. These are all effective at reducing the spread of COVID, but they result in large problems around intimate partner violence and domestic violence, which can be psychological, physical, emotional, and sexual. Victims are often trapped at home with their abusers, and violence in the home involving domestic partners, children, or the elderly has a high overall cost to society, leading to poor physical and mental health, substance abuse, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and even death. 1 in 6 homicide victims are killed by a domestic violence partner, and research shows that these numbers increase during hard economic times, during social isolation, and during the holidays. So we are in a perfect storm. I talked with Joyce Ballou, Director of Client Services at the Sacramento Regional Family Justice Center. She's worked in the area of domestic violence for 39 years and says that these times are unique and scary.
Our cases have doubled compared to this time last year with such a small staff, and our request for domestic violence restraining orders have increased 219%. We get 40 to 50 clients a day when we used to get 10. What we're finding is the cases seem to be more serious. When we first opened our doors to clients in 2016, we had 29 reported cases of strangulation. And as of the end of October this year, we've had 383.
And the cases are not just about domestic violence.
We see a lot more child abuse. We make a lot more reports to Child Protective Services and Adult Protective Services.
Typically, medical professionals have helped identify people at risk because our clinics and our emergency departments can be safe and confidential places that include a team of social workers, doctors, and nurses. But with people hesitant to visit doctors because of COVID, our contact is now limited. Domestic violence numbers are likely far higher than reported because victims are often unable to safely make a phone call or reach out for help. Often internet or telephone connections are poor, and you have no idea who's sitting in the room right out of view of the camera listening.
They say social distance, stay at home, when home is quite often the most dangerous place for individuals. Those opportunities to connect with family members or support systems are less available.
There are problems with domestic violence shelters who have reduced their capacity by 50% to protect residents and staff from COVID. And many requests for help are going unmet, forcing people to choose between staying at home with the abuser or becoming homeless. If you are injured or scared, please do not delay getting clinical care because of your fear of contamination. Emergency rooms are less busy than usual. If you don't want to leave the house, please find a safe place and call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE, S-A-F-E. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.